What's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us. I'm Ryan Young, filling in for Coy Wire. Happy to be back with you on another edition of CNN 10. Today is your Word Wednesday. And so listen up and see if your vocabulary word that you submitted made it in today's show. All right, let's get to your headlines for Wednesday, November 12th. We begin in Washington, D.C., where the longest government shutdown in U.S. history is one step closer to ending. Eight senators in the Democratic caucus joined Republicans in approving a bill to fund the government. But Democrats did not get their key demand, an extension of the government assistance for people who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Instead, Republican senators promised to vote on health care reform sometime next month. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives, where a vote is expected as soon as today. President Donald Trump has indicated he supports the bill and wants the government to reopen. Nobody, and I mean nobody, likes being stuck in traffic, but what if you could trade the gridlock for gliding and commute to and from school or work in a flying car? Well, it may be closer than you think. One innovative company is now making personal flying vehicles a reality. One could even be yours for the right price. Our Nick Watt got the chance to catch up with the team that's trying to change the future of aviation.
You don't need a pilot's license, and you don't even need a runway.
There, can you see it? It's just there.
If you've ever played a video game, you can fly this thing. It's one joystick, seriously. And there's a lever to release a parachute if it all goes horribly wrong.
It looks awesome from down here. What's the feeling?
Such a great feeling. It's just the best view ever. In normal aviation, you don't get to fly this low to the ground that often. Getting to do it in this point of view is spectacular.
I'm going to stop talking to you because I don't want you to crash.
Appreciate that.
Kitty Hawk gave birth to the age of aviation, and all this might be another massive milestone in the history of flight.
It looks wrong. You know, my brain can't quite get a handle on the movement. I'm used to seeing how cars, motorbikes, airplanes move. This just moves differently. It's disconcerting. It's weird. I mean, it's awesome. It's weird.
Sure. What are we calling this? We call it like an aircraft? We call it flying car? Yeah. I mean, what is it?
So technically it's an eVTOL, which stands for Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing.
There is a catch. You aren't allowed to fly over so-called congested areas with lots of people and buildings. A couple of other downsides, starting price, $190,000, and for now, the battery life is only around 20 minutes, the range only about 20 miles. Pivotal says that will improve.
Yeah, let go of it. Louise!
Another issue, they won't let me fly for real because I haven't practiced long enough in the VR simulator.
Let go
of the trigger.
Yep.
Ooh, wow!
That feels great!
It's cool, right?
Ignore my histrionics, this is very easy.
I mean, this feels very cool, and I'm just pretending.
You have to pass a test in the simulator before you can buy a Pivotal personal aircraft. Isn't a legal requirement. They say they're just being responsible. And also looking into uses helpful to humanity, maybe for getting a smoke jumper into a wildfire or getting a doctor to a hard-to-reach patient. And, of course, there's the military.
You've given them to the U.S. Air Force already?
That's correct, for non-developmental testing. And now we're working with other agencies within the DOD. That said, there's, an amazing opportunity in recreation.
And one pilot told me, flying a Cessna is like driving a sedate sedan. Flying this is like riding a motorcycle.
Time for a 10-second trivia. Which of these is the largest active volcano in the world? Mount Etna, Mount Mauna Loa, Krakatoa, Mount St. Helens? If you said Mauna Loa, I lava how you feel you know your stuff. Mauna Loa, Hawaiian for Long Mountain, is the largest active volcano by both mass and volume. It covers more than half of the state's Big Island. It's not just a tornado, it's a volnado. Our next story takes us to Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, where video shows lava blasting more than 1,000 feet into the air. The clash between the scorching air near the lava and the cooler air around it created a tornado-like swirl. Scientists call it, yep, a volnado. It's kind of like a nature's crossover episode. Kilauea was whipped up dust devils like this during the past eruptions too. One in September even expelled about 12.5 million cubic yards of lava. That's enough to bury a football field a mile deep. And that's some serious barometric brouhaha. If you've ever been to the hospital for an MRI scan, the loud noises and tight spaces can make for a daunting experience. But LEGO is trying to change that courtesy of a custom set that helps walk patients through the process.
Playing with Legos can be much more than just fun. The Danish toy company says its specialized playset that looks like an MRI procedure room is helping hospitals around the world explain the daunting scan to children.
When children go through MRI scans, they meet our equipment. It's very huge. It made loud noises, and the children have to lie still throughout the examination. That can make them a bit nervous, and some have anxiety.
A hospital in Denmark is one of the facilities using LEGO's mini mock-up of an MRI, which includes a scanner and figurines of a patient and medical staff, so children can learn about the procedure in a way that's less intimidating to them.
We play through the examination at the preparation, and the children get familiar with what's going to happen, and that empowers them throughout the examination, so they can do this MRI scan without any use of anesthesia.
A new report from LEGO says healthcare professionals have reported that using the playsets nearly cuts in half the need for sedation or anesthesia in children undergoing MRIs. And that's a relief for many worried parents.
I could see that she was calm and she knew what was going to happen, and that made me at ease as well. I also think it was really good for her to have something familiar from home, the Lego toys. That was really beneficial to see that used in a more serious setting.
LEGO says it has donated more than 10,000 of its kits to medical facilities right around the world since 2023. Legos that won't turn into pirate ships or fantasy worlds, but that could help kids boost their confidence in uncertain settings. Paula Newton, CNN.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a high school football team coming together for a pair of big wins on the field and in the pizza kitchen. The Moorhead Spuds were preparing to chow down on their victory meal following an upset win over their top-ranked rivals. But that's when their coach learned the dozens of pizzas they had pre-ordered for the long bus ride home hadn't even been made yet.
The guy was like, hey, I just got here at 9:30. It's just me. There's no chance I'm going to be able to deliver these pizzas.
So the starving squad called an audible and headed into the kitchen to make their own pizzas at the local Papa John's. And even though the team had already had some pizza-making veterans on hand, everyone got in on the action.
I turned over to Jameson because, you know, we both work at Domino's, and we both just started, you know, getting ready, like, in that mindset to go make the pizza.
Never made a pizza in my life. Just, that's the crazy story. Never made a pizza in my life. Never worked at a pizza place.
In total, the Spuds cranked out 30 pies in just 40 minutes, tossing, baking, slicing, and boxing like pizza pros. The display of teamwork had their coaches saying, Mamma mia.
All these guys just self-organized. I mean, they got it all done. They did the assembly line like they've been doing this for years. And I tell you what, amazing story. We joked it was kind of adapt and overcome, right? It was a phenomenal ride home.
I guess when life gives you lemons, you make pizza. All right, superstars. Let's get your shout-outs in, but first, thanks to Ms. Moore's 8th grade class at Belmont Middle School in Belmont, North Carolina, for submitting today's Word of the Day. Brouhaha. It's a noun meaning a noisy and excited response to something. And this first shout-out goes to the 3rd period class at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale. Go Raiders! And for our Instagram page, Ms. Moon's class at Warm Springs Middle School in Marietta, California. I see you. I see how much you love our Instagram page. I'm guilty of the same thing. All right, that's all we have for today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. It's always a pleasure hanging out. I'm filling in for Tukoy. Don't forget, see you in 10.